Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kay Girdis, and she is from Primgar. She's a member of the Primgar Public Library Board. Good morning to you, Kay.
Good morning.
Kay, the Primgar Public Library has been in the news, and I think it's good news.
Very definitely. We're just real excited about what we found, and we've just been sharing it every chance we get.
That's good. Well, of course, I noticed it in the news because as I was growing up, I went to the Primgar Library and, of course, graduated from Primgar. I'm going, okay, what's going on up there? And I think because you just were celebrating the 125th year of Primgar in existence, I think, I'm not sure, but is that why you went to the attic and found a surprise?
Well, actually, it was. We hadn't done a whole lot with what archives or attic, whichever you want to call it. And we went up to see if there were some saleable items or things that we should be taking care of. Having been on the board 2 or 3 years, each of us thought, well, maybe we should.
And I think it's kind of like sometimes at home. If you move, there are just some things you pack up and move without taking time to look at it. And the library there has moved a couple of times, and thank goodness somebody didn't really clean house and throw some of these things away.
We felt that we were very fortunate doing this because actually the library's moved 4 times, and that's since 1916. And so, of course, we're careful up here, and probably every family attic's got a gob of stuff.
Yes.
But we were really excited when we opened the tube and found out there was something in there that we had never seen or heard of.
Okay. Now we've sort of built this up. Now you need to tell people what you found.
Okay. It was, first of all, it was just in a box with other tubes. And these looked kind of old. They didn't have any plastic ends or anything. They were kind of cardboard caps. And my fellow board member, Kathy Lukey, and I thought, okay, let's just see what's in here. So we opened up this tube, and it was really tight. It was kind of hard to open. And peeked inside, and I said, look at this. And she did, too. So we pulled it out, and very carefully, we were gloved because we had been up there cleaning and working, and spread these out. And we looked at each other and said, this looks like World War I Liberty Bond posters. And so then we really had to look at all of them, and we couldn't believe. Now, some of them were, you know, the bigger ones in lighter paper were kind of disintegrating. But the rest of them have beautiful colors and are in pretty good shape. So we were excited to share with the board members.
Absolutely. Now, when you say that, you know, they're good color and pretty good shape, probably one of the reasons is they haven't been in and out of that tube 100 times. They've just been there sitting for you to discover them.
I guess so. We were the lucky ones that just we're both retired teachers and kind of, I don't know, nosy or wanting to know what's around or what we can share and whatever. And so we were just delighted and could hardly wait for board meeting to tell everybody what we found first.
How many posters were there?
There's over 20 altogether.
Wow.
And some of them are duplicates.
Uh-huh.
And some are smaller sizes, 20 by 30 maybe. And then we have some bigger ones that we haven't been able to frame yet because we couldn't find commercial frames for them. So we're going to have some custom made so we can get some of them out too.
Well, you know, the first thing I've told several people this story, and some of them say, well, you should go on Antiques Roadshow.
We've heard that too.
I'm sure you have. But there are other, you don't need to go on Antiques Roadshow to get somebody, I'm sure, to give you an estimate of the value, because they certainly do have to be valuable.
Well, we did kind of peek on eBay and see what we could find.
But as you say, and, you know, often they can be sort of, unless they're absolutely disintegrating, there can be some work done on them to restore them. If that's financially a good idea. So without knowing, and I'm assuming you don't yet know the value of what you have, the total dollar value, is this going to kick off a renovation or rebuilding project?
Well, we'd like a new library, and we have architectural drawings, but this is a small community of about 800, and we lost our swimming pool. So we can't really run two major campaigns at the same time. We just finished up with a Veterans Memorial for our 125th. So there's just so much that we can drain from a community, even though people are terribly interested.
Well, you know, now you're getting out there. I put in my search engine, Premgar Public Library, and up comes this story. Maybe you'll have a benefactor across the nation somewhere that'd like to give you some money to get started.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Wouldn't it? Now, tell us why you need a new library.
Oh, dear.
Where do you start?
Where do we start? Well, originally, this women's club group, and we don't know the specific name of it, in 1916, started getting a library together. And it was in a hardware store. Then it moved to the basement of an old bank that no longer is here. Then it moved to the Hub Hotel, and it's no longer here. And they bought a Lutheran church that had expanded to another place and renovated it. But our problem is the basement is where the children's library is, which is fantastic, but you have to go downstairs, and that's the problem.
Yes. Well, maybe if you haven't already been doing this, you know, you got to get a grant committee together, because I think there are some good grants out there for libraries.
Well, we'll be searching.
Yes.
we search this and we search that, so we will be.
Well, it just seems like it's time in our county. There's been at least four or five libraries in the last few years that have renovated. It's just time to get that done. You have to stay up to date.
Yes, you do. And at this point, we own plenty of land around our library.
Ah.
So our architect drawings are kind of, there's plenty of room, and we've made thoughts and ideas about easier parking and all those things.
Great.
So if we'd ever get the money together, why, we have a plan, and I think the whole community would love it.
Right. Well, you've made some of those first steps by having a plan, and having the land, of course, is a wonderful resource that you have right there. So do you have, I have to just ask, not that I'm trying to tell you what to do, but our local library and several have the book sales a couple times a year and have made a lot of money with the book sales in terms of programming. So
yes. Well, we don't make that much, but we just have kind of a constant sale on books that have to be what we call discards.
Uh-huh.
To keep our numbers within the limit that's allowed, and so we do that. But anyway.
Good. Do you have computers in your library?
Oh, yes.
That's one of those.
We have Macs, and we have all of those things. But it's our building itself that needs to be replaced.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, it's a challenge, but thank goodness there's people like you and Kathy and the other board members who are willing to take responsibility to see that things happen.
We do. Most of us are retired teachers. And Kathy and I, in particular, hit the library quite often for resources for our classrooms, and we're just kind of on payback time,
Right. Well, I just put a personal note in there. I've been telling everybody this story because it was one of those things that just you couldn't plan it. When I called the library to find you or Kay or Kathy, the person who answered the phone turned out to be my classmate. And even more so, she's filling in for the librarian who's on vacation. So, you know, most days when I call, that isn't who I would have talked to. So
That's true.
So it was really, this is sort of, it's certainly been a fun adventure for me. And I'm so happy that you made the news, Kay.
Yeah, well, we seem to have.
Yes. And that's good because you can get your story out there. And probably, in my mind, not so much news from Northwest Iowa since the Spencer Library's cat.
Yeah. Oh, we love that story. And all of us probably have the Dewey books.
Absolutely.
And our grandchildren love the Dewey books. So
absolutely.
We don't have a Dewey, but we've got some pretty posters. An important part of history,
I bet. And I understand you have some of them out there for view, and of course some of them you've still stashed away taking care of them.
Yes. The ones, because when we put them out for our 125th birthday, we had to make sure that they weren't in sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
And we have many, many beautiful windows in our library.
Ah.
And so we framed them and got them up where the sun wouldn't be hitting them. And we aren't going to leave them up very long because of that light factor.
Right.
But we have soldiers and we have families and we have ships and we have immigrants and all kinds. They're not just, you know, one kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot to see. And,
okay.
of course, during the celebration, why we had people coming and going. And
excellent.
It seemed like you had to have somebody come out before you could go in,
yeah.
which
well,
is a rarity in
that's
our little
great.
Town.
That's great. Well, we want to thank you very much, Kay Giardis, for visiting with us this morning and expanding on the story about the Primgar Public Library located in O'Brien County, Northwest Iowa. Thanks so much, Kay.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I was happy to share.
Until next time, here's a thought. Just the knowledge that a good book is awaiting one at the end of a long day makes the day happier.